You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Jessica Mason is the founder and CEO of Piglet, a bedding and sleepwear brand she launched in 2017. Jessica started her career in marketing and PR, working in London and Dubai for brands like Aesop and Ray-Ban. Piglet started out as a very small operation at Jessica's parents' house in Sussex here in England. The brand is all about linen, and all of their bedding is made from French flax linen. In 2019, Piglet launched in the US and has continued its incredible growth there. Jessica is now based in Chicago, where I caught up with her to hear the story of Piglet.
Piglet is an e-commerce brand. The core of our product offering is a collection of linen bedding and linen sleepwear. But what we really strive to do is to position ourselves as the home of natural comfort. So all different products that can make people feel really comfortable at home, you know, using materials that are from nature. You know, I've been working in marketing and PR for a long time and have always been really interested in what brands are doing. And I was seeing this shift happening in commerce towards more sustainably sourced fabrics and more, you know, people making more considered choices in what they buy. And then also people wanting to know the brands that they shop from in a new and different way. So right before starting the business, I was went to South by Southwest and was lucky enough to see the founder of Outdoor Voices, Tyler Hanney, speak there. And getting to hear her talk about the way that she was really building community around brand and using Instagram to do that was a really exciting thing for me. And I think, you know, that was the combination of this shift towards more sustainable fabrics, but then also this shift towards community commerce and a change in the way that people are connecting with brands was what really inspired me to get started. And then it was a case of finding the right product fit, which was a separate journey in itself. The barriers to entry are a lot lower, and I moved home, moved back in with my mum, bought the very, very minimum amount of product that I could in order to get started and to start the process of brand building. I knew by this point that I wanted it to be linen bedding, and I was learning about all the wonderful ways that this can help people sleep and how wonderfully it's sourced. And so it was a very organic process from starting tiny. And that's something I would often recommend to other people starting businesses. At the beginning, it's like a baby and you're bringing them up. And if you give yourself the time to do that slowly and gradually from a small starting point, I think that you can do it in a very authentic way. So we started with just duvet covers and pillowcases in three colors and took it from there, adding a lot more product categories as we went along and developing what that brand really meant as we grew. We work with a small family-run factory in China. We met with, you know, a few different ones, got samples from a few different factories, and were able to figure out what the best quality was. We also met with factories closer to home. I suppose probably one of the most important things that we did was to really work out where we wanted to come into the market from a pricing point of view. And linen traditionally was positioned as a real luxury, expensive product, and we wanted to be selling it at the prices of high-end cotton. And so, you know, it was a case of finding the right factory that could give us a really excellent quality at prices that made that possible. And yeah, once we'd received samples from a few different factories, we were kind of ready to take the plunge. The biggest part of our product development has been guided by our customers. So we hear from them all the time what additional products they needed, what extra sizes they needed. I was still learning about bedding and found out pretty quickly that people wanted Super King pillowcases and all these sorts of things, which we were able to add gradually in response to that kind of customer feedback. And then people started to request sleepwear, which has really, you know, we added about a year in and turned out to be huge and is a really important part of our business now. So I would say, you know, it's having that really close relationship with your customers on Instagram where they can tell you and you can listen and you can have those constant customer surveys, which is so valuable to any business. We've only quite recently launched a wholesale side to our business. So we were direct to consumer for most of the last 4 years. And that, I think, will always be the core of what we do and the most important part of it. It is fantastic for us to have that direct relationship with our customers and be able to hear from them exactly what they want, what isn't working for them, what we can improve on, and to be able to offer that very, very personal customer service style as well. But we are aware that as the business scales, we want to tap into new audiences and not be limited too much by this kind of very Instagram aesthetic and Instagram way of communicating with customers. So for instance, just before Christmas, we launched into John Lewis, and that's been fascinating and so interesting to see how we can tap into a whole different customer base and obviously such a broad customer base and reach customers who may not have heard of us before. It was around then that we realized this idea of natural comfort and the idea that as long as all of our products feed into this idea of being as comfortable as possible at home, and not just in the products that you buy, but in the way that you shop, in the consumer choices that you make, there was actually a lot of room for us to expand. The other thing was that, you know, a lot of our customers were using linen for the first time in their bedding and discovering how much they liked it and discovering how breathable it is, how much it helped them sleep. And so then we're saying, well, you know, if we're going to have all this really lovely bedding, we want to make sure that what we're wearing against our skin is also of that same really good quality. So it made sense to have something in the same material. And then it was just a case of finding the look that we really liked. And for us, being a British brand is very important to our identity. This kind of nod towards British heritage brands was something that we had in mind when we launched the pajamas. And they're a very classic, traditional look with obviously a slightly modern twist on it with the fabric choice. We're really proud of all of the wonderful things that make linen production so good. It's a great crop and something that we are keen to be supporting. So it's great to see that other brands are picking it up as well, and that it's moving away from being this kind of old-fashioned, very luxurious fabric into something a little bit younger and more fashionable. Really, the main thing that makes linen such a great option to sleep in is how breathable the material is. So it's sort of long natural fibers are very breathable, but are also very good at absorbing moisture. So when you're sleeping, that really helps to regulate your body temperature so that you're not getting sort of hot and clammy and then that making you then kind of cold. So this temperature regulation is what keeps you sleeping really, really soundly through the night. And it can be really great. We hear a lot from our customers, if they're having hot flashes for menopause and things like that, it can really have a massive impact. So yeah, we find that if you can get your temperature under control at night, that has a huge impact on the quality of your sleep. We originally weren't really that focused on growing the US business. We weren't advertising a lot here, and we're really just seeing sales coming in organically through Instagram and Facebook. What we were seeing was that just because of the size of the market, we were selling, you know, a significant number of our orders to the US and to Canada. And so whilst we were shipping them originally from the UK, we realized that in order to do this profitably, we needed to have a warehouse stateside. So there was a real tipping point when we realized, okay, there's a big opportunity here. Let's capture it properly, open a warehouse, and then also, you know, start our marketing activities. So we then brought on board our US PR agency and started running our digital campaigns here. And that was about a year ago, a little over a year ago, and it's been a really big success. It's an interesting one with the competition in the market generally. I think, you know, bedding and sleepwear, these aren't categories that are winner takes all markets. I think there's room for lots of different very good brands. You know, we've got some competition here in the US who we respect a lot. And, you know, we're hoping that we can do something a little bit different, that our emphasis on the countryside, on nature, on this sort of slower way of living is something that makes us a little unique. And rather than just being a brand who is selling bedding, we're really trying to provide a lifestyle offering that people can connect with. One of the things we're working on at the moment is an expansion into Europe. So we have French and German versions of the website that are sort of ready to go, and we're just trying to make sure that we've fully got to grips with all the Brexit issues before we launch. But that should be fairly soon. And then there's just a lot of opportunity for us to expand into different product categories, whether that's through our own products or through partnerships with other brands. A launch that we've got coming out soon is with a British brand called Anatomy. And they make some really lovely essential oils and aromatherapy kind of products and bath salts and things like that. So, you know, there's opportunities through partnerships that we're very excited about. And then there's our own product extensions, which we think there's a lot of room for us to grow. So whether that's introducing new colours to our range, introducing new products like bathroom range with toweling and things like that, or really just expanding into the whole home. It's a funny one to look back on because each stage of the business is so completely different. And I think back very fondly to when I was, you know, living in Sussex at my mum's house, and we would walk to the post office to drop off the orders ourselves. And, you know, it was just a tiny little operation. And it was quite a nice life, really, with walking the dog in between packing orders and building Facebook ads and things like that. And then every year, as we pretty much double the business each year, it becomes a whole different entity. So now we have a much bigger team. There's about 30 of us at Piglet, and my job has obviously changed a lot, but there's still so much opportunity to be creating, you know, new products and collaborating with new brands and still be finding, you know, really creative ways to engage with our customer base. So yeah, there's still a lot to love about it.
Jessica Mason, founder and CEO of Piglet, speaking to me from Chicago. Be sure to check them out at pigletinbed.com. My thanks to Jessica and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.